Rational reforms. Great reforms are to be made. Many changes will be required as we strive to advance the cause of reform. But reforms which belong to the future must not be brought into the present. We are to advance step by step. Reforms are not to be brought in as innovations, but as natural consequences. Then they will be great blessings. There is danger that in presenting the principles of health reform, some will be in favor of bringing in changes that would be for the worse instead of for the better. Health reform must not be urged in a radical manner. As the situation now is, we cannot say that milk and eggs and butter should be entirely discarded. We must be careful to make no innovations, because under the influence of extreme teaching there are conscientious souls who will surely go to extremes. Their physical appearance will injure the cause of health reform, for few know how to properly supply the place of that which they discard. The Lord desires us to be wise to resist the evil and discern the good. God has been giving me instruction that He will give men in various countries ability to produce healthful foods, so that the human machinery can be kept in good order without the use of any food which contains injurious properties. By His Holy Spirit the Lord will guide His workers in the preparation of foods. And the profits from these foods are not to be used merely for the benefit of the sanitariums. God builds no such partition walls. These profits are to be used for the good of suffering humanity everywhere. In the field in which you are working, Australia, there is much to be learned regarding the preparation of healthful foods. Foods that are perfectly healthful and yet inexpensive are to be made. To the poor the gospel of health is to be preached. In the manufacture of these foods ways will be opened up whereby those who accept the truth and lose their work will be able to earn a living. The productions which God has supplied are to be made up into healthful foods, which people can prepare for themselves. Then we can appropriately present the principles of health reform and those who hear will be convinced of the consistency of these principles, and will accept them. But until we can present health reform foods which are palatable, nourishing, and yet inexpensive, we are not at liberty to present the most advanced phases of health reform in diet. Written June 19, 1901.